What's up, everybody? This is Malosi, Twitch Sings variety streamer, and you're tuning into the Annie Talk Show.
Hello there, everybody. Woohoo! Well, thank you guys so much for being here. We are so excited that you're here. Before we get into introducing our guest, who you guys all know, wanted to say, first of all, thank you for all of those who are here in the stream and who will be joining us a little bit later, or even who will be watching the VOD a little bit later. Just a little bit about me. My name is Annie Talks, or I have a podcast. I'm a variety streamer now, I think. So, hold on. They're saying volume is low. Of course. So I'm a variety streamer. I do primarily Twitch Sings. I have a podcast. I'm a content creator, YouTube content creator, podcast creator as well. And I've recently been streaming. What have I been streaming? Some Uno and some, hi Dre, some, hi Evie, hi Jean, hi everybody in chat. I've been streaming Uno and as of late Jackbox. I'm so super excited. But anyways, without further ado, I know that you didn't come on here to hear me talk about the games that I stream. but my beautiful, lovely guest, this, Death Mage. Wow!
Death Mage.
Girlfriend. Thank you so much for that raid. Thank you, Death Mage. Hi. Oh, goodness. That's so loud. I'm so sorry. Hi, guys. Hi, Death Mage. Hi, Raiders. Hi, everybody that came over. Hi, Ivan. Hi, everybody. Hi, everybody that came over from Death Mage's raid. Thank you guys all so much for being here. We just got started. So I was just telling everybody that, you know, thank you for being here. If you're new to if you're brand new to this stream, my name is Annie. I am a variety streamer. I primarily stream Twitch Sings. As of late, I've been streaming Uno online and Jackbox. Anybody that want to play Jackbox, let me know because we can start a game after this. Just kidding. But without further ado, everybody, I'm super excited for all of you to hear who and to see who are and to talk with our awesome guest. You guys know him as Malosi. He is also a Twitch Sings streamer. He is he was the Stream Star Week 3 winner recently. That just happened just last week. So he's had, you know, he's been bombarded by family and a bunch of other streamers that have just come on to him and loved on him. So I'm super excited to introduce you to him. Now, when I asked him earlier for a bio, this man sent me a page. So, I did. but let me just see if I can try to sum it up for you guys a little bit. So he's a 27-year-old who currently lives in American Fork, Utah. He's been streaming on Twitch for about 3 months, which is pretty much like all of us. And even though he's been involved in the Twitch community for about a year and a half, he's a moderator for Twitch Partner and Overwatch streamer Cupcake for over a year. And the list goes on. He's obviously very, very, very involved with Twitch as a whole, as a gamer and as a mod and whatnot. He's an IT technician at his university, and he's studying to be a nurse. So, you guys, without further ado, everybody, please, 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 welcome. Let's show some chat, emote, hype, and love for my guest, Malosi. Woo-hoo!
Yay!
Oh, goodness. Hi, thank you guys so much for that follow. Really, truly appreciate it. Oh, you guys. Okay, awesome. Well, Malosi, thank you so much. First of all, are we pronouncing that correctly? Malosi? Or?
Yeah. Okay. If I wanted to get technical, it is an ah sound on the A, so it's Malosi. But like, Malosi, Malosi, yeah. Malosi. Like, it's all Malosi. The same. Like, yeah. Like people, yeah. As long as they get the C at the end.
Yeah, yeah. No kidding. Now, tell us, what was the what's the name, the behind the scenes behind the name, the Malosi?
So Malosi is actually a Samoan word. It means, and my mom can correct me. She's actually just joined chat.
Oh, very cool. Hi, Mom.
Yeah, unique to Queen. That's my mom. It means strength or to have strength or to have endurance. It just depends on like what context you are right. using.
Right.
But that's what it is. It's actually spelled only with one I, but I just added two so that people would get the C.
Right, to pronounce it long. The long.
Yeah, yeah,
right,
yeah, yeah. I did that for everyone else. I didn't do that for me.
We get it. We get it.
I'm just kidding.
Awesome. Well, this intro, like I said, I mean, we could be here for like a day and I could read this lovely intro because it's worth the read, honestly. But why don't you just maybe shorten it up for us and let us know who Malosi is and, you know, your upbringing, your background. And I know that you come from a musical family. So why don't you talk a little bit about that and then leading up to who Malosi is today?
Okay. I was born in California, but my parents moved here when I was like 3 months old. I am the middle child. And it's funny about that because the middle child. My I have an older brother, sister, and a younger brother and sister. They all start with J's except me.
M for middle.
For middle. Grew up in Utah. We grew up in church. Church was a huge part of our life, and so I grew to believe in in God and in Christianity in general, and I feel like I'm thankful for the upbringing that I had in church. It's taught me a lot of good morals, a lot of how to behave, how to show respect to others, and as far as singing goes, I've been singing since I was a kid. I can't remember when I wasn't singing. You can probably ask my mom. In the interview, they asked me, in the Twitch Sings interview. Oh, thank you for the follow.
Thank you for the follow. Yeah. Okay.
Very, very young five, says my mom. Okay.
Oh, very nice. Oh, very young five. Okay, mom's going to be very interactive. Good mom.
Thanks, mom. Thanks, mom.
I need you here.
She told this story she was in church, and we were just singing our hymns, and then she went to a harmony, and I went with her, and she was like, oh. And then she apparently that's when she's like, that's when I knew my son could sing. And I was like, nice, yes.
Oh, my God. Auntie, you raised him really well. Good job, Auntie. For a mom to go, what you singing?
Exactly.
She goes, I try. Exactly. Hidden gem there, right? Yeah, no
problem. Yeah. Awesome. But yeah. But I'm not the only one that sings. Like, all my siblings can sing too. I would be biased in saying that I'm the best out of all of them. But I probably shouldn't say that because I see them watching right now.
Hello, hi. Thanks for the follow, Joe. Hey, Jokes. Wait, hello, it's Joker. Hello.
Oh, that's my younger sister.
Hi. We got the whole family. Hi, family. Talofa. I got Auntie and I got Tita. I got everybody here. Oh,
yeah, everyone's here.
Yeah. Okay, sorry, I rudely interrupted you. Okay, so, mom started like she knew she could you could sing. Now all your brothers and sisters like are how many before you? So like how?
So I have an older brother and sister, and then a younger brother and sister.
Okay. So they were they all the older brothers and sisters, were they already singing too, or did you?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So my oldest brother, he was the one that like my mom, like he started singing before me, and he kind of paved the way for me because I would listen to him all the time.
Right.
And And he still sings to this day. I would still tell him to square up. I was like, come on, let's fight. Let's battle it out with all these singing notes that we got.
Does he have a mean falsetto like you too?
No, he can't. He can't hang with me. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my goodness. Now, okay, so then that was growing up, and then in the community, were you performing? Were you what was the extent of your singing? And then when did it start for you? And then who influenced you? Because I get that. I get this question a lot here in on my podcast, like who influences you or who influenced you?
Who influenced me? I would have to say it was my older brother. Definitely, like, he started. I would pay homage? Homage. Yeah, I would give that to him. He started. He's the one that I remember distinctly him singing in church in front of all of our people, and then I loved everyone's reaction. That everyone was like, you know, they're like, "Whoa, you sing so amazing!" And he did really well, and I wanted that. I wanted that for myself, and so I started singing. And then
I think he's in your chat. I think he's in chat right now. He's saying, "Is that Habuka Habuka?"
Hakubaku. Yeah, that's my older brother.
He's saying you're welcome for the inspiration.
Hey.
Oh, we're actually really very happy. I'm happy to have all of you guys here, actually. I just wish there was a way we could all plug you in. Y'all can sing for us right now. That would have been really cool.
For sure.
I know.
Oh, that would be so fun.
Darn. So that's another interview. We'll have to do it where all of you guys are connected and you all can sing with us together.
Yeah.
That would be
so
awesome. Look it. That would be amazing. I know, right? Auntie, I know. Now tell us... okay, so I'm just kind of leading up to where you are today. I know that you've done musical theater. You've done a bunch of other stuff. So tell us a little bit more about that. We just want to know your life. We're going to be here like this. Yeah. We're just nosy that way. We're going to gossip. We're just going to talk.
No, you're good. let's see. Musical theater. In junior high, I was a very small part in this play from my junior high. Uh-huh. I was a sheep seller, but I got to be in like all the musicals, and I always loved, I just loved singing. And so when I had the opportunity to choose choir in junior high, I was like, I'll do it. And it stayed with me all the way until I graduated. And so I was always in choir since then.
Awesome. So we also, you showed me a couple other, we're going to be here for a little while, you guys. We're going to show some videos, so get ready.
okay.
Some pictures. So we got some beautiful pictures that Melosi sent me and some pictures. So one of the things that I wanted to share about was, again, how you started singing. Now, some of the videos that you shared with me earlier, there's a few, so I'm going to have you tell me which one of these you want to lead in with. There's one called My Hero cover, and then there's a and then there's another one called Homeless Man with Hidden Talent. So I know there's a story behind that. So do you want to lead in with the My Real Hero cover?
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, okay.
Awesome. Give me one second. I'm going to pull that up right now. And again, thank you guys all so very much for being here and for being a part of this podcast. Truly appreciate it. Okay, so why don't you set this up for all of us? We're going to show this real quick here on the side here. Hold on.
Okay.
Maybe. My screen sometimes doesn't like me, so let's see. Let's see if it'll show it here. What's happening here? Why aren't we showing this? Oops. Okay. So why don't you set us up a little bit? It's talking about you're in a looks like a tunnel.
Yeah, it's a tunnel.
Okay. What is that tunnel?
It's at my university. It's just like a tunnel. It was the guy who sang with me here. That's my buddy David. It was his birthday and he wanted to record. So our brothers were they were away from home. They've been away from home for a while, and so we wanted to sing them a song. Uh-huh. I know it's baby Molosi. I was like 21 in this video.
Wow.
But yeah, so it's a church song, and we just wanted to sing it, and so
I skipped. skinny human.
That's my sister. She's such a punk.
Hi, sis. No problem. Punk away. Punk away. No problem. Okay. So this is called My Hero. Let's hear it. I like the acoustics that you had in the tunnel here. Good place.
Each day I tend to forget there was once a man who ruled the world. When he was on earth, each day I tend to forget there was once a man.
How does this make you feel seeing this again?
It's been so long. This is one of my favorite songs that I've ever sung, and I don't even know if I can hit those notes anymore.
And then your buddy's name is?
His name is David.
David, and he sings with you as well. So I'll be quiet. We'll hear it now.
Okay. I don't even think I can hit those notes anymore.
So beautiful. Everybody's saying the harmony, the harms.
Oh, thank you.
Beautiful. Jesus Christ. Ooh, so pretty. Love it. Awesome. Thank you for sharing that. Let me go back to this. Let me turn this one off. Sorry. Okay. Oh, awesome. So tell us about now what inspired you to do that. Like, I know that you were 21, you said, and then there's nothing like an acoustic hallway, right? Or a tunnel that just resonates and it just sounds
exactly
pretty. That's what I was thinking. I was like, oh, you know, I remember doing this when I was younger.
Yeah,
beautiful.
That's honestly, like, we had at our university, we had a class that required us to go through that hallway, that tunnel. And then I was telling David, I was like, we should sing here one day. And and it was so nice. It was really cold that night too.
Goodness. Yeah. So, and are you still in touch with David?
Oh yeah, I talked to him just today.
Okay. Come watch yourself.
I know, right?
Now, okay, so there was another video. Why don't you tell us a little bit about this? Now, I don't know if it was supposed to be a parody or if it was it was a homeless man with hidden talent. You just said it was an experiment. You wanted to see if it worked or something.
Yeah, so we were like, so yeah. So my friend, she recorded me, and her name is Christina. She was like, she's like, you know what we should do? We should put it as like homeless man, because like people love like the struggle, but then like they can sing, and we just thought it was funny. We were like, no one's ever gonna see this, and no one really has other than my family. But she started recording me towards the end. Her phone actually died, or it ran out of memory. That's it. It ran out of memory, so it ended the song. But I was like 22.
Okay, all right. So, and this one is there a song title to this one?
Oh yeah. So the song title it's Joyful, Joyful from the movie Sister Act 2.
Oh. Very cool.
Yeah, that's the one that I'm singing here.
Okay.
Lord, we adore thee, God of glory, Lord.
So deeply rooted in the church, which is awesome. Yay!
Yeah.
Another hallway, guys.
It's the best for singing.
I know. I agree.
Find a hallway. Exactly.
That's the trick right there. Find a nice hallway, everybody, and then your sound will resonate perfectly.
Exactly.
Okay, now let's talk a little bit about so you have a really good friend named Christina, right?
Yes.
So, and then you have a few more covers or a few more videos that you sent to me. You have one called Cool Kids Riptide Mashup.
Yeah.
Okay. And we can show that one. And then you have a few. And then you even sang at her wedding, right?
I sang at her wedding. Yes. That was really nerve-wracking. It was just it was like a couple of months ago. It hasn't even been a year yet.
Really? Interesting. Yeah. Okay. So let's go. Let's take a look at. I hope you guys are enjoying these videos. Let's see. Step one, find a good hallway. Yeah. Step two, have a great voice.
Well, Eviscerates is on the right track. I've heard him sing.
He is. He loves to sing, and we're building up his confidence there. Awesome, you guys. Okay, are we enjoying these videos? Do you want to see more? Because I've got a few more here. So let's line these up. Okay. Cool Kids Riptide mashup, right?
Yeah. This one, we're actually in the stairwell, and it was her apartment building. She's like, let's go to the stairwell. And I was like, yes, let's go.
Another hallway.
I didn't even know this song. She's like, I'll teach you.
Really?
Yeah. This mashup that she had. So I think she took it from another YouTube video, but she taught me all the lyrics.
You're a quick learn.
Yeah, thank you.
Was she a friend from high school or from college?
From college. I met her in college, and we just clicked. I was talking with her the other day, too. She just... Yeah, we bonded over our love for music. And
awesome. Music has that way of doing that.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
I almost honestly didn't recognize you. I was like, is that him?
Oh, I know, right? Also, rip my clothes. It's like a skull. I think it's like the Punisher or something, but I'm singing like this like beautiful song.
something that she arranged, or she just heard it someplace else?
She heard it someplace else, and then she wanted to do it, and I helped her out.
Look at her face at the end. Her face was like, that was neat.
Yeah, she was like, yeah. Oh, that's the video. Yeah, that video right there is where we got it from.
Oh, okay. That's so funny. Because maybe invite her to your stream. Okay, yeah, maybe. Now, you also, I want to fast forward a little bit to just this last year. You sang at her wedding. You said it was nerve-wracking. How so? How is that nerve-wracking?
It was because, I mean, one, it was her wedding day, and I was like, oh my gosh, if I mess this up, like, she'll still love me, obviously, but she'll yeah. be, you know, that's what everyone will remember, and her family, they're so sweet. They like, not hyped it up, but like, they, I mean, kinda.
Yeah.
And okay. I just wanted to do so well. Like, it was her day, I wanted to.
And then what was the name of the song that you chose, or she chose?
She actually didn't want me to sing this one, but then she was like, after I sang it, she's like, if I knew you would sing it like that, like I would have, yeah. She's like, I would have been fine with it. Yeah. Awesome. I haven't seen the video. I just know that they just like,
there was a lot of panning. So everybody get red with your eyes. I was like,
oh yeah. Oh, is there panning?
There's a lot of panning, and I was like, oh, you know, and as a videographer, I was like, oh my goodness, stop shaking.
So, right. Yeah. I don't know who did it, but yeah, you can kind of hear me.
Well, you can hear him. So just remember, there's a lot of panning. So, you know, brace your eyes here. Brace your eyes.
I found a love. Darling, just dive right in and follow my lead. Well, I found a girl.
Like, where are you going, camera? Beautiful
and sweet. I know.
I never knew you were the someone waiting for me. 'Cause we were just kids when we fell in love.
Oh, I think I forgot the words towards the end. Now that I'm remembering it.
Oh, really?
I think so. I think I did.
And this is her family.
Yeah, it's all her family. Like, they're just like. It was interesting because I only know like 3 or 4 people. Yeah, like not even a handful of people there. It's all her family. And yeah, I was just singing for them.
And we see her. We actually see her, you guys. So she's coming. I was like, where is she?
It was cute. She didn't even want to dance. She sat in the front and she with her husband, and she did some too.
She wanted to hear you.
Yeah, she's like, I don't want to dance. I want to listen. Which made it harder.
The pressure.
I know. I could see her. She was like right in my on my left side.
Sounds beautiful.
Thank you.
So this was your choice to sing for her.
Yeah, song. Yeah. She was. I told her my song choice, this song, and it's Sheeran, and she was like, oh, but everyone's song. And I was like, yeah, but no one's had it sung by me.
Exactly.
Yeah. To carry love, to carry children of all. We are still kids when we're so in love, fighting against all odds. I know we'll be alright this time. Darling, just hold my hand. Be my girl, I'll be your man. I see my future in your eyes. Baby, I'm dancing in the dark with you between my arms. Barefoot on the grass, this
listening to our this was in December as well, so it was very cold. It was very cold.
In Utah.
In Arizona, actually.
Arizona, okay.
Yeah, it was December, like,
20. And this is her. This is Christina.
Yeah, that's her. Oh, I love her so much. Towards the end, but I was like, that's stupid. I don't want to cry. crying is dumb. I don't want to do that.
No, it's not dumb. It means that you're, you know, that it's you're emotionally connected. So yeah, no. That was beautiful. I'm sure she loved it. And the fact that, you know, you're her best friend and you sing at her wedding. Oh my gosh, it's like the best. Aw, so pretty. What do you guys think? Wasn't that nice? I'd love to see some emotes, please. Splash some some emotes. Crying is for Annie's, yeah. Seriously, I'm always crying in stream. I'm always crying in this stream, so I'm surprised I didn't cry there. I was like, oh God, oh, it's over. So spam some emote in there. Let me know if you guys are enjoying this interview. Oh God, look at all the Chonies emotes. So that means they like you there.
Hey, thank you. First time I saw this. Oh, I don't think I ever showed my mom this video.
Oh,
Sorry, mom.
Which one? The wedding video?
Yeah, the wedding video.
Yeah, she wrote. I think she wrote, oh my. So I think she was pretty moved by it. But yes.
Oh, thank awesome. You, mom.
And then let's see. You have a few more. So just wanted to see I think we have time for one more. We have we have the Valentine cover by Kina Granis, or we have the letter Jacobson Whitesides cover, or the mashup. Which of those would you like to show?
You could show the mashup. So the mashup isn't it's an audio file. It was I just recorded it like on my headset.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, that was one. It was very short. I was just sitting in my room one night and all my roommates were sleeping and I was like, this is perfect. Like, now is my time to sing while everyone's asleep.
Yeah. Okay.
And
me pull that up right now. And it's a mashup of what's the name of this?
Oh, I know. Everyone knows the songs. It's Call Me Crazy.
Okay.
Here's my number. Yeah. Call me crazy.
Yeah.
Or call me maybe. Sorry. Call me maybe. My bad. And then I forget the other one.
Here, listen. I'm sorry. Start it when you're ready. Okay.
Okay.
So it's I didn't get to hear the name of the other one either. So we'll get to it. We'll just chat it out. Here we go.
Okay. Hey, I just met you,
and this is crazy. You're playing the guitar here, yes?
Yeah, I'm playing the guitar. So call me maybe. It's hard to look right at your baby. But here's my number. So call me maybe. I just met you. This is crazy. Number, so call me maybe. Yes, is my number. Won't you call me baby?
Call him already, please.
Someone, please.
Someone.
he's clearly dying.
All of the change I
has been on you. Oh, payphone. That's the other one. It's payphone.
Where the time's gone, baby, it's all wrong. Where are the plans we made for two? If happy ever after did exist, I would still be holding you like this. All those fairy tales are full of it. One more stupid love song, I'll be sick. I'm at a payphone.
Ooh, pretty. Love it.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay, so now here's the $10 million question. What genre of music do you prefer singing now? Or yeah, now.
I prefer. It's honestly, it can honestly be any genre as long as I can resonate with it, as long as I can feel it. So it can be gospel, it could be R&B, it could be a pop song, it could be a screamo song, but it usually falls around the R&B gospel side. Mm-hmm. Love songs, like I love love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love love.
I love love, and so usually when I'm singing about love, it's something that I believe in. It's something that I have experience with. So when I'm singing it, even if it's a situation I haven't really dealt with, like I make myself believe it, and that's the stuff that I really gravitate to.
Okay, now here's another question for you. So let's segue into Twitch things. So when did you start singing? How were you turned on? You were talking about your streamer friend Cupcakes, who turned you on to, hi Phileas, who turned you on to Twitch Sing. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Yes, I think she got beta access to Twitch Sings.
Okay.
And I think she was asked by Twitch to like show it on her stream. I am not exactly sure. All I remember is it pulled up and I was like, what is this? Yeah. I was like, what is this? And then
did somebody say Sing?
I know. And then she was like, we're going to do some Twitch Sings. And I was like, I didn't know this was a thing. And then apparently people were getting beta access. And then she did a song. I think it was like the Bohemian Rhapsody. It was really funny to watch. But after that, I looked it up and I was like, how do I get hold of this? I would love to do that.
Yeah.
And then they're like, you have to apply for it to get beta access. And so I applied for it. And I think I heard back like a month later. This is back in, like, I want to say, oh, no, I don't remember.
So I think that the app, when I started it, it was about April.
I was going to say around April, yeah.
So I think it might have been at best maybe March or around that time when it was actually released. I had somebody told me even February. I'm like, really? Because I think by the time I got it, it was about 2 months. Not even 2 months, like a month old or something.
Yeah. I think it was like February, March-ish. Okay. And so I was just like playing around, but I never got around to streaming it until, maybe like the end of March, April, maybe soon. I can't remember.
Do you remember your first duet, or do you remember the first song? I still don't remember my first duet or my first song.
My first song was, it was, Fine Got You by Alicia Keys.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. That was my
first solo.
That was my first. That was my first solo. Okay. And then my first duet was Hallelujah.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. Starting a very basic.
And it was like one of those where you just kind of goes, wait, this is a thing? This is a thing and it's happening. Oh my
gosh.
Isn't that kind of cool? And how it just like it like became a thing, and then and next thing you know, it's like it's a thing. I can't even say it. It's just,
it was...
And how cool was that? Now, okay, so Twitch things, you started just, you know, everybody started doing. Did you have very many people coming into your duets, doing your duets before? Before I'm leading up to this really big thing called Stream Stars, which we're going to get to. But before Stream Stars, did you have very many people? Like, did they know you? Or did you
like I would say...
text your family and say, sing with me?
Oh, no. Yeah, I never, I should have, but I never, yeah, I never did. It was kind of like a very steady uphill. Mm-hmm. Like, I would get a very steady amount of people that come in like, hey, you sound great. I'm like, thank you. Yeah. And then it was like, what, 3-4 people. And I would just do it honestly for fun. Actually, like the majority of the time I would do Twitch sings, it would just be offline. It would just be me.
Yeah.
And I would be singing with other people.
So completing their seeds, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. I would do their seeds just offline. Like, yeah. I wouldn't stream at all. I would just, I loved their voice and I was like, oh my gosh, I want to sing with you. And I would just do it. And and so, yeah, then I started getting follows and I was like, oh, well, that's too bad because I don't really stream.
But then who told you or who said, like, dude, you need to be streaming? When did that, like, come about? Like, when you, because you said you were doing almost all of those offline. Because stupid me, I started out doing this streaming first and then realized that you could do it offline. I was like, what? I could have done this all offline? Yeah. So, yeah. So when did that come about for you? And how did you get to know, like, okay, this is what I want to do. I want to stream.
I don't even know if I'm like at that point right now to even be like, oh, this is what I want to do for like the like a good hobby. I don't know, it's really weird. I never, like, some of my other friends, like, they pick up streaming and like I would help them with that, and it's like some of them have been successful and I'm like, okay, this is cool. I never thought that I would ever be streaming. Uh-huh. It's just not something that I really ever wanted to. I just love singing. Yeah. That was it. But my roommate and my brother, they were like, hey, why don't you just stream?
Okay.
And I was like, I don't really.
Yeah.
I just want to like sing and then be done. And they're like, I mean, what's the worst that could happen? I remember that. They're like, what's the worst that could happen? And I was like, you're right. What's the worst that could happen? And I was just like, okay.
Yeah.
I'll just do it. That's fine.
Okay. So as you know, there's a bunch of competitions that have been going, you know, through Twitch things and whatnot. And then there's the Dare to Duet. Everybody's been on Dare to Duet. Why haven't you done Dare to Duet? Dare to Duet. Have you done Dare to Duet? Is that something you're thinking about?
I honestly have no idea.
Sorry, I didn't mean to put you on the spot, but
sorry. No, you're good. I honestly don't know anything about it. I haven't really taken the time to like invest in it and see what's going on. I think I would probably get a lot more exposure if I did. Mm. Oh, like hands down, I probably would. I don't really know anything about it. I did have her name is Nikki Moonbeam. I don't know if you've ever worked with her, but she wanted to do one of the duets and I just never got around to do it, but that was like my first time hearing about it, but I haven't really invested in it.
Yeah, that's my
there you go, see, Death Mage knows here.
There you go. Well, I mean, Dare to Duet, everybody knows what Dare to Duet is. It's basically competition. It's been a weekly competition. It's about 16 contestants and they just come. Wow. There's 4 team captains and they're paired up in teams and then they compete against each other and they pretty much have creative reign. They could, you know, come up with harmonies, they could wow the crowd with effects, even some, you know, cool dancing like Kenya and I did, you know. It was really a lot of fun. So you know, should you want to, it's there for you, and they, again, it's weekly. But more importantly, we want to know. Inquiring minds, me, okay, the nosy one over here, wants to know who told you about Stream Stars? What did you think? Like, should I do it? Could, you know, what was going through your mind? And then we want to know your song selection, like the whole process. Just kind of walk us through that.
Okay. So Stream Star, I did not even know it was a thing. My friend, one of my best friends, Kaj, she, love you, Kaj. She's the one that, that sent me the, like, the info, and she was like, you should do this. And I was like, I don't really know. like, I didn't even do Dare to Duet. Like, why would I do this? Like, I guess it's a screen star.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know anything about it. And she's like, she's like, you could win all this stuff, and all you have to do is submit a video. And she's one of my moderators as well. And she just thought I would do really well in it. And I was like, honestly, I probably was too lazy. I was just like, I don't really want to, like, I don't get a no. Honestly, I can say that I didn't really want another rejection, because I've done things like American Idol, done things for The Voice, hyped it up to my family, and then I, you know, always getting a no.
Oh, right.
And so I'm like, I don't really know if I want to do that.
Right.
But she was like, just do it. She's like, worst thing could happen, they could just say no, they send you an email saying sorry. And I was like, okay, fine. And yeah, so I was going to re-record Tennessee Whiskey, but my mic, the audio box, the audio mixer that I have for the mic, it broke. I dropped it, and the power connector is like broken and snapped, and I couldn't use my mic, so I couldn't re-record it. So I was like, Kaj, what do I do? And she's like, just send your first take, because it was fire. And I was like, okay.
Nice. So this was a first take, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it was a first take. It was requested by my older sister, actually. She was in my stream that day, and she was like, can you sing Tennessee Whiskey? And I had known that they had like two other versions of Tennessee Whiskey, but I didn't really, I didn't know those versions. I only knew the Chris Stapleton one. Okay. But they had it, and I was like, oh, okay, I'll do it. And then I sang it. And then
I'm queuing this up, so keep talking.
Okay, no, you're good. Yeah, and so that was, yeah, it was my first take. And she said it was really good. And I was like, okay, like, you know, I'll upload a picture of myself. And if they like me, they like me. And they liked me.
And they liked you. Boy, did they. Yeah, we're like, God, we're so glad they did, those darn people. Okay, all right. So this is Melosi's stream star submission. He's singing Tennessee Whiskey. There we go.
Yeah, it's obviously a huge advantage when you're
sorry,
playing at
that
home.
Darn commercial.
Unless, of course, you don't have Xfinity.
Oh, no.
Right, Kevin?
Hey, man, I'm lagging. Are you streaming again? You know I watch my shows on Thursdays.
Take your game to the next level with Xfinity XFi.
All right, here we go.
I'd like to thank you all for coming out to the bar. And I'm just
I couldn't even watch this
one. You know what I'm saying?
What's that?
I couldn't even watch this when they were playing it. Because, like, I was just like, look, my closet's open.
Liquor was the only one love I've known. But you'd rescued me from reaching for the bottle and brought me back from being too far gone. You're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey. You're as sweet as strawberry wine. You're glass of brandy. Honey, I stay stoned on your love all the time. I've looked for love in all the same old places. Found the bottom of the bottle's always dry. But when you poured out your heart, I didn't waste it. Didn't waste it. 'Cause there's nothing like your love to get me high. You're as the moon,
wow,
as Tennessee whiskey.
Thank you.
You're as sweet as strawberry wine.
Oh gosh, here it goes.
You're as warm as a glass of red tea. And honey, I stay stoned on your love all the time.
Oh my God.
Is when I'm in my element the most. It's just me vibing off of the song, just like singing whatever my throat manages to conjure up.
Thank you, throat.
Thank you.
You're as the moon as Tennessee whiskey.
So at this part, like, I'm at this part, and I'm like, okay, honestly, it's kind of boring. At this, I was like, I need something to, like, liven it up a little. So I was like, okay, maybe I'll go
high. Oh. One take.
Yeah. I was getting, yeah, I was like, something else. I was like,
on your love. Smooth as Tennessee whiskey. Tennessee whiskey. Tennessee whiskey. You're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey. You're as sweet.
There too.
A strawberry wine.
Very, very nice.
Oh my gosh, thank I you. Love this song.
So bring us back to that moment, because you said in during the narration that you were looking at it, you're like, oh my gosh, because your closet and all this, at least your chonies weren't hanging out.
Oh yeah.
So like, and then you were like, wait, you know, say that what you just said earlier about, like, you wanted to dress it up a little bit by adding some, you know, color, some ad lib and some riff.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I was just, you know, as I was singing, I was feeling it, but the lyrics weren't like, they were just the same thing over and over again. So I was like, okay, well, I have to make it different so that, like, other people will enjoy it, so that I can enjoy it. And so it's just not like the same thing, like, throughout the entire song.
Well, it worked. And, you know, look at where you are. It worked. Yeah. Everybody loved it. I think they love your smooth singing, obviously. Mm-hmm. The smoothness, your range, your riffs, for sure. And then you said something earlier during the music transition. You were saying that you're in your element.
Yes.
Because you feel the music. So you said that you do, like, whatever your throat tells you to do. Like,
yeah. Well, it's like, I'll just sing. Like, it was just a long instrumental, and I was like, well, I can't just sit here, so I'll ad lib, I'll see what happens, and that's when I am the most, because it grants me all this freedom to interpret the song how I can. That's when I challenge myself in those moments, like, see how without being disrespectful to the song, like, how many runs I can do within reason. I don't want to be like all these runs, like, all the way everywhere. Yeah. And people are like, okay, like, you know, a little try hardy, like, calm down.
Calm down.
Yeah. But, like, just feeling it, like, what do I feel at that moment? And then I just my body knows what to do. It just like just lets it out, and I,
yeah,
it makes me feel good.
So one of the prestigious awards of winning, obviously, Stream Stars, besides, you know, this big recognition and going to TwitchCon, you know, is this recording contract. Now, what would something like that mean to you? What would that, like, tell us about what you're feeling?
Honestly, that seems so... I almost want to... How do I word that? Like, not real? It feels not...
Surreal?
Like, uh-huh. Yeah, it just... It feels very unachievable to me. I feel like that is, like, so far out there. I don't feel like I can, quote-unquote, like, reach that far. I really, like... Maybe that's just my own doubts in myself and what I can do, but, like, it seems so far away, even though I'm, like, this close.
You know, anything's possible at this point. And, you know, you wherever the stars lead you, wherever the right. universe, however the way the universe opens, you have as much as a chance as anybody, honestly. Mm. In fact, I think you have a very, very... Your voice is smooth. We've not... I don't think, you know, the world has heard your style, you know, and especially of color, right? Because sometimes... you know, the stereotype, right? We're supposed to be singing, like, you know, ethnic music here or there, mm-hmm. whatever. But right. you know, to know that there's an opportunity to be able to shine in another genre or another, you know, platform. I think it's, you know, again, you have just as much as an opportunity mm-hmm. as anybody else. So I think it's a great way to showcase. You and your ability. Now, do you write music too, or you do mostly covers, or what do you
I tried. If we go back to my buddy David, like we wrote some songs, just like some weird songs. We sang them every now and then, but like that was like the extent of my writing. Could I write lyrics? I think I could. Mm-hmm. I'm really good at writing, but as far as like melodies go, like finding like good notes, that's really difficult for me. I wish I had that talent
of finding melody or finding harmony.
Finding a melody to a song that I have written.
Oh, got it. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Very cool. Now, one thing we didn't show, and I want to take this time right now, is to show your photo album. So we're going to go through a transition of photos. So why don't you walk us through and tell us who's who?
Okay. Yeah, that photo right there, that is my sister Jordan. She is in the like salmon. Mm-hmm. And my cousin Laura right next to her.
Okay. It's going to cycle through, so.
Okay. Yeah. Oh yeah, that was her graduation. This is just like it was a color festival that we had at Utah.
Yay, cool. Those are pretty popular, right?
Those yeah, it, especially in Utah, like everybody goes to the color festivals. Oh. It was weird because it's like colored flower. So they like toss it in the air and you choke on it. It's
really yeah. Great. Now, who's this?
That's my younger brother, Joshua. So we're 13 months apart.
Oh, cool.
We always get mistaken for the same person. Oh, like his friends will come up to me like, hey, Josh. And I'm like, I'm not Josh. Yeah, that's him right there.
So this picture right here, I was floored when you said that these are your brothers and your dad on the right. You guys could pass for brothers. What?
Yeah.
Oh, so amazing.
Yeah, my
that's
my brother. My sister Jaden Joker, she's in chat. Good. She's right there. Hi. Yeah, that's me and her when we were skinny. We got work to do, Joker.
Oh my goodness. And then this is you. Where's this picture at?
Oh, this was I think we went on a trip to one of the temples in Utah. Right. Yeah, it was fun.
Very cool. Okay. And then I wanted you to explain these because these are like...
Okay. Yeah, these were one of my... Actually, my now assistant director for my job. He is a photographer and he was like, oh, let me take these high definition pictures of you and we'll like picture... I know why so serious. I don't know why it's so serious. I was just like See, there's a not serious one. I like did my hair, and he was like, "Okay, pretend to do this," and they're like super high definition.
I love the background. I love the lighting, the shade. I love all that. It's so cool.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay. And like this one, like this was like death look, and I don't know why he chose that one. He's like, he just thought it looked really cool, and so I was like, okay, yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, but these are. It was really fun to do. I've never had like professional pictures taken before. Oh, that's me when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Look, I'm still rocking that Gap too.
So you really haven't changed much.
Not much. Not much. Eyebrows are still thick. My hair is still sometimes pushed back. Like.
Now you sent me this picture. This is from Lion King. What was your role here?
I was Scar.
I figured. I just didn't want to assume. I said, "Oh, he's Scar. Cool."
Yeah, I was Scar, and they, yeah. I shared the role with somebody else, and I was kind of sad about that. Oh. But it's fine. Oh, my gosh. This is my high school senior prom. It wasn't for my school, though. Some girl, she actually asked me to
some
prom.
Some girl.
Yeah. And so she, that was a really fun time.
Yeah.
I was so young then. Look at my jawline. Senior pictures right here.
I love the senior pictures. I like to see how much they've transformed for over the years.
Yeah,
you really haven't changed much.
That incredible smile. See, I'm still self-conscious about my smile. If I'm being honest.
You?
Yeah, these are all my siblings.
Okay. It's,
yeah, my Jared, Jordan, then me, then Josh and Jaden.
Oh, how nice. So M for middle.
yeah, middle. You see how Josh and I kind of look alike.
Cool.
Just a little.
Christina.
Yeah, Christina and Alec, they're two of my best friends. I met them, they're both from Arizona. Like, I didn't know I would ever meet anyone from Arizona, but I met them in college. And,
very cool.
I miss them a lot.
And this is your, I think we're getting into some more family photos here.
Yeah, just family photos. We were at a, these are my cousins, even that white dude back there. Yeah, these are my cousins. We were just like at a baseball. I don't think we watched any of the baseball game.
Of course, right?
Of course not. I was my older brother and sister, Jared and Jordan, and then me in the middle. Apparently I was like a problem child.
Uh-oh, is that true, Auntie? Oh my god.
I would always, like, whenever she would go to like spank me, I would like run. Like, uh-oh. I was the only one that would run. Here's my family photo. My mom, my parents on the left, and then us five right there. We are. That's
so beautiful.
Long Beach, California. This
that's
is like
so pretty,
in...
Auntie. Look at all the sisters, or the titas too. Yay!
Yeah.
And then tell me about this shirt you were saying.
I can't remember. I know I lost a bit, and then, I had to wear this shirt, and then like a couple of days later, I was wearing it again, and she was like, "Are you wearing my shirt?" My sister Jordan, and then she took a picture, and I was like, my face was like, no. I can't even remember. I was like 8 in this picture.
Oh, okay. Wow. Wow, yeah. I love all these beautiful pictures. Lost a bit, Evie said, yeah.
Yeah.
And then this big family picture.
Yeah, and this is the current. This is all my. These are my people. You see David in there. Christina is the only one that wasn't pictured, but everyone else, like, these are all my people.
Oh, nice. Very cool. Oh, so special. Thank you so much for sharing them. We're back to this. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
So we're about to close up the podcast interview, but I wanted to just touch on a few things. I wanted to see, like, where do you see yourself, like, in, say, 5 years from now? Where do you have, what kind of plans do you have for yourself in, say, 5 years?
In 5 years, let's see.
Hi, Ryan.
I hope that I am continuing my degree in nursing. Hopefully I figure out what exactly I want to do with my schooling. I know I'm coming in so late in the game, but I might transition and stay in like IT, because I've been working in IT for like almost 5 years or 5 years now.
Yeah.
And so I have the experience in IT. Maybe I should just like stay in IT, you know, and see what I can do with that. But if I had to choose, like, nursing hands down, like I would hope to be a nurse in 5 years. Aww. We'll see.
He's always helping the world, right? I mean, he's got that loving, touching heart of his, very humble. And I want to open this up to chat, everybody, just so you know. We do have a queue. I'm going to open up the chat right now. But if you do want to ask Melosi a question, please do !join. Oops, sorry. Okay. !join and ask your question, and you'll be in the queue. So if there's a question that you'd like to ask that we didn't already include in today's interview, please feel free. And then advice for aspiring singers, performers, entertainers that want to be like you?
That's so weird to hear, because I am always the one asking others, like, what tips do you have for me?
Yeah.
One thing that my mom always taught me is, she taught me that, okay, so what's she saying? She said, anyone can go and sing a song and hit every note perfectly. But if you don't have the understanding of what you're singing, and if you don't have the emotion behind it, you won't reach anybody. You won't tell the story that the way it's meant to be told. And so always keep the emotion in the song, and don't, and she always, because I always used to do this when I was younger, she's like, don't be so flashy. Don't be so quick to do runs. Like, respect the song that you're singing, especially if it's not yours. You interpret it the way you think it should be sung, but don't drive yourself away from it to where it becomes a completely new song. Stay true to it, and stay true to yourself. That's what I was always taught. So that's what I always try to do when I sing a song. If it's for fun, like, yeah, you can do runs, you can do whatever. But if you are performing, then you tell the story. And you believe the story, and you live the story, and you make sure that everyone can feel you through your song.
Great advice, Auntie. Thank you for telling him. And thank you for sharing that with the world, because you're right. Absolutely right. Respect the song, right? Respect the story that you're telling. Tell the story. First and foremost, tell the story, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, and then, and if the emotions, if you're emotionally connected to it in such a way, whether it be a happy song or, you know, a loving song or whatever song it is, when you're emotionally connected to it, people feel that.
They feel that. They do.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. And I think that's why everybody's so drawn to the way in which you sing, and not only the beautiful sound that you produce, but also because of the way in which you can connect with people.
Mm-hmm.
And you did that really quite well with Tennessee Whiskey. That's a long song, you're right. But then you made it so it, you know, that you forgot how long it was. I did. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow, was that always this long? I don't ever remember having this song being this long, but you made it so that you kind of, you know, made it your own, and you made it just beautiful. It's like it was like a signature you put on it, you know, and I really love that.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody, you're very, very welcome. If anybody has any questions, please ask away. !! Join, please. I'm trying to see what I'm reading here. Jeannie Girl and Whisk Moose loves you too. Did you see that? Okay, very cool. And I can't read, I'm sorry.
Oh, Death Mage, she's, nobody wants to hear a dead singer. Absolutely, I agree. Like,
awesome, very true. And then one last question, so now parting words, that what do you want to tell your followers, what do you want to tell your listeners, so this is also going to be on a podcast, what do you want to tell them? What piece of advice would you tell them, or parting words would you tell them?
Parting words. Well, one for first of all, like, thank you for following me. Thank you for being interested in me, even in the slightest. Thank you to everyone who voted for me. Because of everyone's support, I get to, you know, go to TwitchCon, meet a ton of amazing people, and I get to really show the world what I have to offer. And I hope that they'll accept me or reject me, it's whatever. And I'm very grateful for stumbling into this this platform and having a place to stand and be comfortable, be myself. And I I love everyone who shows me support, and just thank you so much.
Well, you know, we absolutely love you, and we wish you the absolute best for you. From now, I know you're going to TwitchCon, right? So there's a trip to TwitchCon. Did they say what you're going to be doing in TwitchCon? I know that you just before today, right before tonight's interview, that you got an email from them saying, oh, we want to talk to you about TwitchCon. So so obviously there's things they've got lined up for you, but how many songs did they ask you to prepare?
They asked for three.
Okay.
Yeah, and they're like, you can't, they're gonna tell us which one they want us to sing, but they're like, just like ballpark, like three songs like you would love to sing. And so we might change them later, but
So the way I understand it is that you can only select songs from Twitch Things, right? You can't bring outside songs that are not already in Twitch Things.
That is what I think. I read my email wrong. I had thought that they could only be outside from Twitch Things.
From and outside of Twitch, not in Twitch Things.
Not in Twitch Things. Yeah. That's what I think. I just read the email wrong. I'll have to get with them when I meet with them and be like, can you guys clarify? Did I just send you like songs
I
wasn't supposed to?
I think the reason is because they want to make sure it's all licensing and, you know,
which is true.
It's
all
covered,
yeah.
You know, and whatnot.
Sister, thank
Did
you.
Did she see what she said earlier? She's like, you was it intentional for you to choose pictures that I look the fattest? I'm like, this is wonderful. Their family's in here, and I just thank you guys so much for being here. All of you guys for being here. But if there are no other questions, then I would love to just say thank you so very much, Melosi, for being here and for being
you know,
the beautiful singer, the beautiful person that you are. Auntie, you did a really good job. My brother and sister all did a good job in rearing him, you know, and, just, and into the man that he is today. And we're so grateful that he's been able to bless all of us with his talent. And again, we're wishing all the very, very best to you. Twitch or at Streamstars and forward, you know, you have a beautiful gift, and God blessed you with that gift. And I think the world is just now learning about Melosi, and I think that the world is in for it. You know, I think we have so much more to look forward
thank
to.
You.
So thank you so very much. Yeah, you guys, thank you all so very much. best of luck to you, Annie, for your success and part of creating this platform for positive talents of all areas. Auntie, thank you so much. I do it because this is what I absolutely love to do. You're very, very welcome. Again, I'm super excited that you guys were here and were able to enjoy Melosi. And then for, you know, everybody, if you're not going to TwitchCon, you know, like me, we're not going to TwitchCon. You know, we have to like live vicariously through them. So if you can stream, that'd be great. You know, we'll be looking out for you, and we'll be watching all the updates and whatnot. But we, you know, we're so looking forward to it, and just know our hearts and our, you know, our thoughts are with you, and we definitely want to wish the absolute best for you. So thank you.
Again,
thank you for being on the show. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate
absolutely. You. Everybody say thank you and bid Mr. Melosi a wonderful TwitchCon competition at Streamstars, and then again, bid him well for the future. So thank you.
Yes, thank you, chat. Bye, guys. See all of you. Bye.
Thank you, guys. Love you all.
You changed my life in every way. You gave me shelter, my bills you paid. I'm sorry, baby, but it's time I leave.